Hello, this is P. James Holland with Ask Me Anything, and this one has about five questions in one, so that this doesn't turn into an hour-long response. I'll have to go over them pretty quickly, but if any one thing needs more further detail and you want me to go, that's not clear enough, you want me to go deeper, just let me know, just ask, and maybe I'll, if I need to, have to create a full-on training video on it, if I need to. So I'll try to go over these pretty quick. So the first question is, how to quickly come up with an idea for a product that will sell, and even more importantly, how do you come up with congruent upsell offers for the funnel? So first part of this is how to come up with ideas for products that sell. This is actually fun. I've got so many trainings on this. I go into it in really good detail, about three or four different videos on this in Really Simple Launches course. You can go to reallysimplelaunches.com, or I go over this in the course 3-Day Live. That's where I showed from scratch several times how to come up with a product, how to find a hot selling product idea, how to write the sales letter, and then how to launch it all in 3 days. And I did it 4 times in 12 days. I was just going to do one product in 3 days, but to show how easy it was, I did 4 products in 12 days, all from idea to coming up, showing how I researched it, how I came up with the idea, and then creating it. All in 3 days, and launching it all in 3 days. So there's a course called 3-Day Live. You can see me go through this 4 different times and come up with an idea fairly quickly, and in the No Excuses Kick-Ass Boot Camp, I also did the same thing live, coming up with ideas. So this is something that people get stuck on a lot, so I've done so many trainings on this, so tons of videos out there already showing this, but the easiest way is, and I'll give you another example, is find what is currently selling and make something similar. That is the best tip I can ever give you on finding a hot topic. This works in any niche, any topic. If something else is already selling, then people will buy more. You know, I give the example of saying, you know, when I tell this to people, they go, well, no one's going to buy it. There's already, someone already created a product on it. Like, oh, I'm not going to create a fitness product because there's already a fitness product out. Well, one, nobody can reach everybody. No one product is going to reach the entire world of all buyers and completely take over the whole market. You know, Starbucks is one of the biggest coffee sellers in the world, yet coffee shops still are in business and still do just fine. And there's other ones popping up all the time. So you don't have to create something completely unique and brand new. If somebody has something, they want more of it. So the example is, think about personal development or self-help. You know, have you read one book on, say, Law of Attraction and go, oh, I'm covered. I don't need to know anything else there is about personal growth because I read one book on it. No, people who love something, they try to devour each and everything they can on the topic so that they can learn more. The good thing about creating something that's already hot selling is people, they're already doing all the marketing. They're already telling people that this is something they should be interested in, so they've already built the buzz for you. So wherever your market is, whatever you're doing, there's probably other products, whether it's Amazon, ClickBank, Warrior Forum, e-commerce, whatever it is, there's usually some source where somebody else is selling where you can check and see what they're selling and then make one similar, just make yours better. The next one is, how do you come up with congruent upsells? Depends on the product, but I typically have 3 levels that I always use for my upsells. So one is the first level product, and that's where I teach you what to do. That's usually the front level product, is, you know, me showing you the step-by-step process of how you can do it. The level two is usually the upsell is getting help with it. So some of my resources, my templates, some sort of way that you can help them to get it faster. So whatever the result is that you're trying to teach them, the next level is how can you help them to do it faster. So it's either advanced stuff, advanced training stuff that couldn't go into the front level one, or some sort of access to you for guidance and help. So that's another one I usually sell, is some sort of access to you. So it could be email coaching, it could be Skype calls, group calls, with some sort of access to you and personal help with whatever the action is they need to take place. The third step is the I do it for you. That's usually the highest, most, where that is somebody wants the result and they just want you to do it for them. And that's a third level of upsell. I usually follow between one of those three categories when I'm trying to come up with something quickly. Let's see. The next one is, I hate writing copy. Where's the best place to outsource this? So I have a bad news for you on this. Finding a good copywriter is, one, either hard because the ones that are good at it are making enough that they're either crazy expensive, because they should be, because without a good sales letter, then the product isn't going to sell, or they're crappy because they're selling it cheap. If they're really good, they wouldn't be cheap in the first place. But if they are really good, they're going to be crazy expensive and likely selling their own stuff. So I always suggest writing your own copy and learning and getting better at it, because learning how to sell, that's all it is learning how to sell, is a far more valuable skill than learning how to create the products. Sad to say that, but you can be the best product creator in the world, and if you can't convey that to someone and sell it, that someone needs to buy it, then you're not going to make any sales. But if you are a fantastic salesman, and then you've heard the phrase, you know, you can sell ice cream to Eskimos, and you always be paid if you get good at copy. But so if you don't want to learn how to write copy yourself, which will dramatically increase your profits no matter what you're doing, if you learn how to sell better, because it even learning copy even helps you come up with ideas for products better, because you're understanding human nature and people and their buying tendencies. But best bet after that is either hire someone and train them, give them whatever copywriting training you have and train them, and make them a part of your team, give them a portion of the profits and work with them so that you can mold them over the years so that they get better. But trying to just go to like Fiverr, like I've heard people buying sales letters off people on Fiverr, and then they're just absolutely awful. I never outsourced writing the sales letters, so I can't help you on that, because I don't recommend it. Most of the cheap stuff you're going to get is going to be crap. You can do way better on your own. And again, I have courses that in really simple launches, I show you how to write a good enough sales letter in 20 minutes. All right, last question. How can I sell this without relying on JV partners? Easy way to sell without having JV partners is have a high converting sales letter and submit it to affiliate networks, and then usually with your own initial traffic, if the conversion rate is high enough and it's on a hot topic, affiliates and JVs will be asking you to promote it. I never solicit for JVs and affiliates anymore to sell my stuff. Once I launch something and the conversion rate starts selling, I get affiliates who come to me asking if they can promote my stuff because it's something good that they know is going to be high quality for their list, and they're going to make a ton of money on it because the sales letters are fantastic and they convert. So best way is to put out a high quality product with a killer high converting sales letter, and then drive your own initial traffic. Rely on ads, paid ads, whatever your email list, or whatever you can do to drive traffic yourself, and partners will come for you. All right, that was the last question there. Hopefully this was helpful to you. Good luck.